Alright, welcome back to I was gonna say like the next episode, but at the same time, there's only been two episodes, so welcome back to, I'm surprised I'm doing this, I kinda thought I would only do one episode and not ever do it again. I'm trying to think of what would be an interesting starter topic. I'm writing a book, and that's another thing that I think I'm assuming I'm probably going to put a lot of effort into in the early process, and then give up on late stage, like most people and their New Year's resolutions. So, I'm writing a book, and let me just summarize it. It's basically the culmination of every single book that has a fantasy character. No. But seriously though, it's just stupid. It's just a lot of different like fantasy characters. For example, there's vampires, ghosts, zombies, werewolves, witches, fairies, sirens, pirates.
I just developed zero plots.
No, I've developed a tiny bit of plot. I have the general idea of what I want the beginning portion to be. So that's the thing. Like, the beginning portion is basically just, it's made. I need to write it, but it's made. And I actually do, I mean, making the characters is a part of the making the plot, is it not? Because the characters have to fit into the plot somewhere. For example, the phantoms or the ghosts are the ancient rulers of this whatever society, and they gave up their mortal forms, their physical forms, to become immortal voices in the wind. Basically, all they can do is talk and then occasionally glow if I feel like it. So, yeah. That's all they do. They're just, like, basically politicians. All they do is talk. Then there's going to be the vampires who took control of basically all of human society and are slowly sapping their life force because they made this city. And the city basically uses life force as payment. Very small amounts, so it takes a while. But slowly but surely, they get overtaken by what the humans have come to call the White Plague. Basically, you slowly... What I categorize as life force is the less life force you have, the less connection there is between your brain and your body. Or at the very least, the conscious, like, thought sector of your brain. You'll still be probably be able to do, like, breathing and anything that becomes, like, automatic. But as for, like, conscious thought and, like, specific movements of basically anything... You lose those functions. Basically, you slowly lose motor functions. That's what it is. And you start groaning. You get pale. You get slower. You stop really being able to control where you go or you walk, etc. And you start basically acting like a zombie. You don't want to kill anybody, but yeah. Vampires have walls built around the city, of course. And they say that it's to protect humans from this threat, which are the werewolves. The werewolves are this wild society that live outside the walls. And they prey on the weak. They have amazing sense of smell because, you know, dog, wolf have good smell, obviously. So they have good smell, and then... They go, and whenever they smell that a human who has gotten the White Plague, they go, they somehow break in, and they yoink the human. The vampires say that if it weren't for the walls, that the werewolves would have killed every human, not just the ones that are weak. Alas, the vampires are lying pieces of poop. I can't say anything else because I'm unclean. But they're lying, and they're bad people. Because actually, the vampires created the werewolves. They injected specific human beings with an experimental sleeper soldier serum. And basically, again, it acts as a sleeper agent. And whenever the vampires say so, the werewolves are activated. And be it one or be it all, somebody suddenly becomes a wolf. And that's that. They're a wolf now, and then they don't remember it, of course. And then they go and they hunt down whatever person or people the vampires want to yank, because they're stealing the zombies. And obviously they've already done good with mind control, so they use that power that they've gained, and they're building an army, because they want to take everything into their grasp. But it would be kind of a lot more noticeable if people began to just suddenly lose entire chunks of time. But what if instead, every time a sleeper agent is activated, while everybody else may not agree, they will have a prefabricated alibi put into their head. Basically, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, the sleeper agent will honestly believe that they never blacked out, that they went on and did whatever memory the vampires put inside their head. So, for example, if somebody was about to do the dishes, and then they get activated, they would have just thought they did the dishes and lay down on the couch, went to sleep. And they would have that memory stored in their head, and they would honestly believe it. So it wouldn't be anything like lying. So that's another big thing that I think is cool. That's kind of cool, right?
It is cool. We got a couple more minutes.
So that's probably going to be like the first chunk of my of the scene. Then the secondary portion will probably revolve around the outside of the city, which in and of itself will start being bringing in more species. But another thing is the main character of the story is kidnapped and brought outside the city walls by witches. Witches are scientific nomads who care about nothing more than their own advancement, specifically scientific advancement, to the point where most have experimented on themselves to the point of needing masks to hide horrific features, be it a classic witch-looking thing with warts, exaggerated features, or some have even gone so far as to burn their face off with chemicals, things like that. I know, a bit gory, I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to put that in the clean section. So yeah, that's a big thing. And the vampires and the witches have an alliance, of course. The vampires provide funding as long as the witches don't touch the werewolves. But obviously, I just told you, the witches touch the werewolves. They take one of the werewolves and they bring him back to their little hut. As soon as they, because they have inside intel to know when he's going to be activated. So, he gets kidnapped, and as he wakes up, it's right before he gets activated. So, they inject him with a serum, and it's supposed to make him better, faster, stronger, things like that. So they can basically show that, basically the vampires to let them tinker with the werewolves, and because they can offer, like, a better version of the werewolf in return. Oops, they do it, they succeed, but as he gets activated, he remembers. He's no longer this mindless drone. He has all his memories, and he doesn't get those phony filled-in ones, too. Well, actually, no, excuse me. I'm just now deciding that he should get those memories, but he remembers what actually happened. It's like basically a lie injected into his head, and he doesn't know which one is true. He doesn't know if he is a sleeper agent or if he was just kidnapped by the witches, experimented on, and returned. He can't tell, because that's just how he shouldn't have the memories of when he was a werewolf, and he shouldn't have that, but he does have the, like, memory that the vampires gave him. So, yeah, that's a whole thing. Anyways, I'm not going to go on any more than that. I want to go and talk about different things. So, politics time. I don't actually know what politics I should talk about. Let me see. Let me look up politics right now. Politics right now. All right, let's see. Politico. What politics are there? Because everybody wants to hear a 16-year-old talk about politics. Twitter sues Texas Attorney General over investigation into content moderation practices. The filing argued that Ken Paxton abused his power by launching an investigation in retaliation for the platform's suspension of former President Donald Trump. Twitter filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court against the Texas attorney, seeking to stop the state's investigation into its content moderation practices. The social media giant said in its filing that the investigation requested by Paxton was an abuse of his power and a retaliatory action over Twitter's decision to permanently suspend Donald Trump from the platform, which was the former president's preferred method of communication with his supporters. Twitter ceased to stop AG Paxton from unlawfully abusing his authority as the highest law enforcement officer the state of Texas has to intimidate, harass, and target Twitter in retaliation for Twitter's exercise of its First Amendment rights. Huh. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really care about politics, per se, but whenever a president decides to use a social media platform, of which I have used before, and it isn't exactly the most appropriate for a president to use as communication with his followers, especially when a lot of that communication was weird and scuffed. And, like, just the biggest thing is it caused a lot of things statistic-wise, too. Because there are plenty of times when Twitter was down because of Trump or things like that. And I am smart enough not to know, not to care, not to say my opinion on Trump. I don't really care either way, frankly. But looking at it from a pure statistics standpoint, there is a minor reason why Twitter would have deplatformed him. Now, the actual reason they did it is not that reason. But, you know, devil's advocate. They had a statistic reason, which was he was kind of fucking with a lot of their systems because of the sudden boom he would bring. Because, again, he's the president. So it's not like, oh, Justin Bieber tweeted and it blew up. It's the president of the United States of America tweeted something that was extremely controversial. So all of his supporters converge. All the people who were against him converge. And it, like I said, there are plenty of times when I tried to go on there and it was down. I would look up why and, oops, he tweeted. So again, I don't really care either way. Trump can do whatever Trump wants because I'm a child and I don't give a crap. But just statistically, they had a reason. And also, it's not really his problem. Like, why is the Texas attorney looking into Twitter? I don't get it. Isn't there, you know, way better things to do? Like, not lifting the mask mandate. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, you know, fixing our power problems. A whole lot of better things he could be doing with this time than looking into Twitter. You know, a social media site for deplatforming Donald Trump. Like, if it was any state other than Texas, it would be whatever. But the fact that Texas, because I live in Texas, I already let y'all know that in the first thing, so that's a bit of a problem. But either way, obviously I live in Texas, and bro, what? Like, again, I don't really care either way if it, oh no, they're looking into it. Again, I wouldn't care about this at all. I wouldn't even, like, look into this if it didn't say Texas Attorney General. Because not only did Twitter have a semi-valid reason, statistic-wise, for deplatforming Trump, but the Texas Attorney General, who, again, more than anything, should be legally pursuing all the electric companies who completely pooped the bed when it came to making sure we all had power. He should be looking into that, making arrests or making, anything illegal when it comes to that, compared to, looking into Twitter for saying Donald Trump go bye-bye. Anyways. This, and if anybody even listened to this, I'm probably going to get some backlash for not agreeing. But Twitter did have its rights. It does have the whatever First Amendment right to take them off. But even if you're not looking at it from an opinion standpoint, from a statistic standpoint, it does make sense. Because a lot of his things would blow everything up to a point where it was so common for a Trump tweet to crash the servers that they had to, keep putting out updates just to stop. Okay. We all know that's not the actual reason why they did, so I don't know why I'm talking about it so much, but I don't really care. Let's see. Alright, that was my Paula talk. Let's see what's going on in video games. Video game news. Because I am a gamer. Alright, video game news. Oh, Microsoft bought Bethesda. Battle Creek man arrested for video game deal goes wrong. Hardly a huge step. Trans players on Harry Potter games reported gender options. The transgender inclusive character options that will reportedly be in the upcoming Hogwarts Legacy video game feel like a hollow gesture to some gamers. Growing up in Scotland, Jennifer Heaton, 27, used video games as a way to escape to a real world that didn't quite make sense to her. Without the language to articulate her gender dysphoria, she said she would play games to express her true identity and escape from being depressed and alone in the real world. That attachment to video games stayed with her once she began to live her life as her authentic self. While he was growing up, the Harry Potter franchise, especially in Scotland, where the author J.K. Rowling lives, was inescapable. Over the past several years, Heaton said her views about the best-selling book series, and subsequent movies have soured. That's because Rowling has made controversial remarks about the transgender community on several occasions, including expressing a belief that a number of young people are coming out as transgender due to social contagion. As the Harry Potter franchise continues to grow, 14 years after the publication of the series' final book, properties being produced have to grapple with Rowling's beliefs about the transgender community and the backlash that has followed. Most recently, it was reported that Hogwarts Legacy, a Harry Potter video game set to be released by Warner Bros. In 2022, will separate body type and voice from two gender options when allowing the character creation in an effort to make the game more transgender inclusive. Huh. This comes as many in the trans community have spoken out against the damage they say Rowling has spawned with her words and the permanent rift she has caused between some trans fans and the franchise. Last year, after Rowling wrote an essay that many trans people and their allies found offensive, Warner Bros. Issued a statement that said, in part, that the company's position on inclusiveness is well-established, and fostering a diverse and inclusive culture has never been more important to our company and to our audiences around the world. Warner Bros. Did not immediately respond to NBC News' request for a comment on the Hogwarts Legacy game and confirmation regarding the game's reported gender options. He instead that the reported trans inclusion in Hogwarts Legacy would be a nice but meaningless gesture. She said expanded gender options would bring it more in line with other video game options that allowed for characters with varying gender identities and, in her view, would not make up for any of Rowling's controversial views about the transgender community. I've been following Rowling's burgeoning transphobia since before it was major news. Oh. Hi, Mom.
Alright, see bye.
Okay, bye. Hold up. I'm gonna go into the app. I was reading politics.
Cool.
And then I read video game news. Cool. I was just reading video game news. You know what the video game news was? And Hogwarts Legacy is gonna have some trans options.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a meaningless gesture because J.K. Rowling has been basically saying she's a transphobe for a while. I mean, I still think it's a nice gesture.
It's the right's fabled memeing ability.
Huh?
Stupid thing from Facebook. All right, say bye.
Okay, bye. I don't know what to call y'all. I'm gonna come up with something cringy real quick. Hold on.
Goodbye, my tide changers.
I hate that so much, but it's the only thing I can think of.
Gay.
Yeah, no, duh. That's the point.
Hey, that's actually homophobic, Mom.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna get yelled at for saying that. Bye.